Barbados donates garbage trucks to Jamaica to support their post-Hurricane Melissa recovery. Government reporting a strong mid-year fiscal performance with major budget surplus. Meantime, the Minister of Economic Affairs calls for stronger private-public partnerships toward sustainable growth, and a St. Philip man has been found guilty of raping a child. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Barbados is donating garbage trucks to Jamaica, in addition to other relief supplies following the devastation caused by Hurricane Melissa. Prime Minister Mia Motley made the announcement in the presence of Jamaica's Prime Minister and CARICOM Chairman Andrew Holness, Antigua and Barbuda's Gaston Brown, Ghana's Dr. Irfan Ali, Grenada's Dickon Mitchell, and other high-level officials after arriving in Westmoreland for a special tour of impacted areas yesterday.
The displacement in Jamaica is more than three times our population, just to give it scale. We will also ensure that we will send people to be able to help with the bridging of the displacement. And then we want to be able to help with some equipment that we may have as well, in particular garbage compactor trucks. We just took eight. We will give up four of the eight and try to get them to Jamaica, because you have at all times to be in a race against time in terms of trying to bring back normalcy to the people here.
The Prime Minister further stated that the presence of the CARICOM leaders on tour should be seen as an act of solidarity.
Jamaica must know that it does not walk alone in this moment. This year it is Jamaica, next year it will be one of us. And it is important that we retain that solidarity. We have been fighting for international fairness on a number of issues because of events such as this. And that is why I hope that we can work with your government to see how best we can create an opportunity where they can focus purely on rebuilding and also being able to bridge the loss of revenue that will obviously take place for the next, God knows what, 9 months, 2 years, whatever.
Prime Minister Mia Motley speaking in Westmoreland, Jamaica. Meantime, the government has delivered a strong mid-year economic review, reporting a significant budget surplus supported by resilient revenue performance between April and September this year. In a ministerial statement in Parliament this morning, Minister of the Ministry of Finance Ryan Strachan revealed that robust collections of corporation tax and value-added tax were the primary drivers of the surplus. He emphasized that Barbados' economy continues to expand even as global economic conditions remain challenging.
Mr. Speaker, the international backdrop is still uneven. Global growth remains moderate, but inflation pressures have eased and travel demand has remained supportive. Against that backdrop, Barbados continued to expand in the first half of 2025, driven by tourism, construction, business, and other services. Unemployment eased to a historic low of 6.1%, inflation moderated, and international reserves remain at historically strong levels. These conditions supported fiscal performance.
He also revealed that government revenue exceeded fiscal targets projected for the country.
Total revenue for April to September 2025 amounted to $2,163.09 million, compared with a target of $1,790.02 million. The composition is broad-based, with notable strength in income and profits, and a positive result in goods and services. Income and profits collection total $933.74 million against a target of $517.6 million.
That's Minister of the Ministry of Finance Ryan Strachan in the lunchtime edition.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment Kay McConney is calling for greater private government partnerships, noting that Barbados cannot achieve its sustainable development goals without deeper collaboration. She was speaking this morning at a United Nations and Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry private sector forum attended by representatives from foundations and both public and private entities. Minister McConney stressed that effective partnerships are needed to mobilize collective efforts and drive sustainable business transformation in Barbados.
We recognize, however, that policies alone cannot secure sustainable growth. It is the entrepreneurs who innovate and the investors who take risk and the banks who finance and other development partners, including the UN and others, who provide support. It is together that we will collectively translate policy into action and ultimately to results. I consider this forum to be more than just a conversation, but a real invitation to identify where national priorities align with our private sector capacity.
She also warned that traditional financing models will not be enough, highlighting the importance of innovation approaches such as debt for social swaps.
Barbados is now seeking to develop a debt for social swap to redirect a portion of sovereign debt repayments towards social development programs. This mechanism will be employed to strengthen education and healthcare and heritage and build community resilience while maintaining fiscal responsibility. It is an example of how financial innovation can serve human development. The private sector indeed can engage directly by investing in social impact projects financed through these swaps or by supporting community-based enterprises that emerge from them.
Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment Kay McConney. A St. Philip man found guilty of raping an 8-year-old girl six years ago has been remanded to prison until sentencing on January 28, 2026. 32-year-old Shane Douglas Marshall of Rock Hall had claimed he was set up by the girl's father because he was allegedly having an affair with the man's wife. But a 9-member jury rejected his story and unanimously convicted him of having sexual intercourse with a minor between May and June of 2019. Marshall, who has 2 previous convictions, was remanded before Justice Pamela Beckles and ordered for a pre-sentencing report. Barbados will celebrate its 59th year of independence with an annual national Thanksgiving service at the Garfield Sobers Gymnasium. Speaking at the official launch of the service this morning at the Office of the Barbados Tourism and Marketing Inc., Bishop Marlon Jones issued an appeal to all Barbadians, regardless of religion, to come together in a show of national unity and detailed that the service aims to be inclusive of all cultures within Barbados.
It is a multi-faith service, and I would say multi-faith and multicultural, involving various groups across the island. We have an ensemble from Queen's College School, Youth Advanced Corp, Urban Wilson School, and a Steve Pan presentation. And I believe that music surrounds the soul, and we will have the Barbados Police Service Band, we have the Assembled Choir, we're going to have prayers from the Muslim Association, the Jewish community, the Hindu Association, Barbados Council for the Disabled, participation from the Baha'i of Barbados. So come out, Barbados. We want you to be present. We want you to be involved. And even if you are at home, in your living room, or wherever you are, you can still be involved. It is about making a difference on this day.
That's Bishop Marlon Jones, our top stories. Barbados donates garbage trucks to Jamaica to support their post-Hurricane Melissa recovery. The government reporting a strong mid-year fiscal performance with major budget surplus. Meantime, the Minister of Economic Affairs calls for stronger private-public partnerships for sustainable growth, and a St. Philip man found guilty of raping a child. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Barry. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.